The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. On that day, Jesus went out of the house and sat down by the sea. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat down, and the whole crowd stood along the shore. Then he spoke to them at length in parables, saying, "A sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seed fell on the path, and birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky ground, where it had little soil. It sprang up at once, because the soil was not deep. And when the sun rose, it was scorched, and it withered for lack of roots. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it. But some seed fell on rich soil, and produced fruit 100 or 60 or 30-fold. Whoever has ears ought to hear." The Gospel of the Lord. Just recently, someone gave me a new book, and part of the title is "The Story of a Murderer Who Became a Monk." And it's about a man who at one time was regarded as the most dangerous person in the entire U.S. federal prison system. He was so dangerous they could not protect other inmates from him that they had to create an entirely separate cell just that he alone would live in. He had almost no human contact for 5 years. And I'm only 30 pages into it, so I don't know the whole story yet, except that he did convert. But something he says is that only later on in life could he look back at that time and see the process by which God was relentlessly purging all of his inner poisons, his hatred, his rage, his bias, his bitterness, revenge, violence, all those things that had been controlling him. He said it was so incredibly painful to be set free from them that he had to choose over and over and over again, "Yes, Lord, I want to be free." It's like the Egyptians, it's like the Israelites leaving Egypt, and it's so difficult. Oh my gosh, we don't have what we had back there. Maybe we should just go back to slavery. And it's like every single one of us in the process of conversion. Do we really want with all our hearts to be set free? Do we want to just stop where we're at? "You know what, Lord, it's good enough. I'm doing all right. You know, this, I don't want to try any harder. It's too difficult for me." It's like our Lord, he sows the seed and it falls on rocky ground. It falls on the path. It falls among thorns. St. John Chrysostom says something so beautiful. He says, no sower would go out and throw seeds on rocky ground. And he wouldn't throw it among the thorns. He says, we must remember that this is a parable. And the difference between seed being thrown in those areas and the word of God touching human minds and hearts that are hardened, that are filled with thorns, that are filled with attachments to this life, is that the word of God is so powerful that even our rocky hearts may be made rich soil. That the paths can be cleared, that the thorns can be extirpated, and we can all truly be set free. The tendency is to think, gosh, if only I tried harder. If only I worked at it more, then I'd really be all His. And yes, it does take everything that we have, but in the midst of it, the confidence should not be in ourselves and our own strength. It's not, gosh, if only I worked more, then I... It's, if only I surrendered more to Him, then He would do it in me. If only I let go of myself all the more. I'm reading about St. Therese right now. And when she was alive, elevators had just been invented. And she had struggled so much, so fought so hard within herself to become perfect, And she failed over and over again. And finally she said, I give up, Lord. I cannot do it. I need you and your arms to be my elevator to lift me up to the heights to which I'm called. I will work with all my heart, but I'm going to put my confidence in you and not in myself. May we beg for the grace to do the same.